IVM.
Welcome to the IVM Podcast Network.
You're listening to TFG Football.
What's up, everyone? Here we are once again. We've joined in the studio to give you all the updates of TFC, you know, Indian football that's happening everywhere. Now, in the studio, as usual, Kevin is joining me. But if you heard yesterday's show, Chiranjeev did mention that he'll be traveling to Bangalore. And if you didn't, he is in Bangalore right now. And so he's joining us via Skype, so the usual disclaimer then goes out. There might be a bit of disturbance. Please bear with us because we have a lot of communication today to talk about, a lot of discussions and everything. Now, the first of all, something that broke out was the under-17 coach that we've all been waiting. We knew that, you know, Stephen Constantine was already. He said that probably for now I can train them and everything, and that's happening. And the kids look very happy as well. So here is what the news broke out. So he's a Portuguese coach, former player, and a veteran coach that goes by the name Luis de Matteo. It also says that he's been assistant coach to Jose Mourinho at Sporting Lisbon. So Chiranjeev, do you think this
Sporting
is...
Sporting Lisbon Academy, not the...
Yeah. So what do you have to say about this? But there's no official announcement as of now.
It's going to happen. It's a good choice in the end. I mean, on short notice... A lot of things could have gone wrong. I mean, we should sort of consider ourselves lucky. We got such a high-profile coach, you know, applying for this. He's been active in coaching for almost 30 years. And, you know, he's managed some big clubs. He's also managed the Portugal under-21 team. So he knows what it's like, you know, taking charge of a developmental side. So... I'm not exactly sure how much difference it's going to make. Like, you know, the last couple of years, this team has gone through the grind, and I think they're where they can be. You know, they're going to max out pretty soon. So we shouldn't really expect the world out of this team because they have, last few years, they have been going through the grind. They know their role. So if it was somebody like Stephen Constantine who came and took charge for the last few months, things would have probably been the same. So, yeah, it's good that we got a very experienced coach who's coming in and, you know, taking us through the last few months. But yeah, it's good that way. But don't expect, you know, us to start beating Russia or Brazil 3-0 just because we got a pretty good coach coming in.
So even if he's announced, do you think he's here for good? I mean, even after the World Cup, we can see him around.
I don't know what will happen to this team after the World Cup. That's one of the you know, big question marks. I think they're going to play in the ISL. What we heard was that in the merged league, these under-17 kids will be, you know, taken into clubs through a draft system. I hate the draft system, as I've, you know, said a lot of times in the past. I think they are good enough to go out and, you know, sign into whichever team they want, you know, instead of just being piled into a you know, a bowl, and the teams get to take their pick. But yeah, it's a good thing that they will be, you know, taken into a first team club side. And I think AIFF said they were going for the under-20 World Cup, you know, hosting rights. So if that happens, then there will be an incentive for AIFF to keep these kids together and give them more and more matches, and so that this batch can play in the under-20 World Cup as well, or maybe that will be the next batch,
okay,
you know, depending on what happens. But I hope they, you know, stay together because under-17 level, they're not really fully developed, and they can even make further progress if they, you know, stay together for another couple of years. So let's see what happens with them.
Yeah, Kevin, your thoughts on this? Oh, experienced coach replacing Nicolai Adam.
With the experience that he has, we not put in too much pressure and expectations right from the onset. What we can look at is, can the transition work out well? Because right now it's a void that needs to be filled, and Stephen Constantine has taken off some time from his national duties and pitched in to help out over here. So we expect that transition to be worked out smoothly before we actually get to the training and development part for the World Cup.
Right.
So the timing is good, but as we know, AIFF, they are known to delay things.
Yeah.
I hope this works out soon rather than later.
Yeah, and he has some few couple of months before the big stage.
It's surprising that just a couple of days back, we had an announcement that Stuart Pearce and Colm Tolle were also one of the applicants that were to be shortlisted. Here we get to know someone who was not in the news, and all of a sudden this breaks and he is to be interviewed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully things work out faster than we've been expecting.
Right. Fair points. Now moving ahead with the I League news. Once again, something's really going bad with Mohun Bagan. Not just apart from those excuses and then, you know, one all draw. Now it's something really serious. The dressing room of Mohun Bagan has caught fire. Chiranjit, what did you do? Did the angry fans just
Team is on fire.
Yeah.
Team is on fire.
Unbeaten team.
Yeah, did the angry fans go there and put the thing on fire?
No, not really. It was the AC caught fire, as sometimes happens with ACs, especially old ones. So hopefully they'll get a new one.
Where is this happening?
This happened in the Mohun Bagan clubhouse.
Okay.
The original Mohun Bagan club tent in the home team dressing room.
So nobody was hurt,
so,
right?
No one was hurt. They were, you know, the moment the smoke started coming out, everybody came out, they cleared the area, the police came in, and I think they were pretty quick to identify the problem and they kept it under control.
Okay,
so, we're going to get a new AC at the Mohun Bagan clubhouse.
Great.
So,
yeah, finally some reason for the
that's
old one
news.
To go.
Yeah,
for the 100-year-old historical team, right?
The AC might be not that old.
That AC machine should be like put onto auction.
There are a lot of budget issues.
I think that AC machine should be put on auction. I think you can get some money out of it. It's part of club history now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you should take a photo and put on the group. You will have bidders ASAP.
Yes.
Now the other team from Kolkata, East Bengal's player Willis Plaza, who's been really instrumental for their team's success, I mean their run so far, along with Watson. Now we didn't know about this. He suffered an injury, but he's set to miss the Saturday's match. Now that is a huge blow for East Bengal, who are trying to get back on winning ways, but they're playing Bengaluru at the Kanti Rava. So Chiranjit, what are the updates?
Well, the moment he went down, I thought he was going to miss the next match. And I don't think it's just going to be the next match. It's going to be a couple of games at least. What worries me about Willis Plaza is that his injury reminds me of Balwant Singh's injury.
Okay.
So, that happened last season, and Balwant Singh took months to get back into form. And we all know what arduous process that was. Just months of physical training slow recovery under Garcia. So I hope it's not that bad. The club sources have said he's just taking medicine and resting up for this weekend. But groin injuries take a lot of time to heal. So let's just hope he gets back soon, because seriously, this is post-transfer window. East Bengal can't even sign somebody new. And missing out from a few games at this stage can alter the fate of the title race. So somebody like him should not be sitting out.
Yeah. Kevin, what do you have to say about this? Do you see someone like now Robin Singh should
Robin
take
Singh will take place.
Yeah.
Take his place. So East Bengal don't have to worry too much. You can give him the rest to Plaza, whatever he was in need of. And Robin Singh will take charge, and I think he will do well. So not too bad for East Bengal at the moment.
When you compare the two, of course Plaza is the favorite out of the Robin Singh. So I mean, he's not been in great
form. He is, but it's not all of a big problem, because they also have Watson waiting on the sidelines. It's Robin Singh can do the assist part, if not to play the all-out striker. So let's hope Willis Plaza is back to full fitness. And yes, this is a big blow actually, because the game is very important. Bengaluru.
Both are trying to get back.
Yeah.
So, on the other hand, Mohun Bagan wants both of them to drop points. So that's how the situation is right now. Now, the other news coming from, again, East Bengal itself. What's happening with both of you all? You all want this stadium, Mohun Bagan wants this. Now, East Bengal is behind Rabindra Sarobar. So finally, who's going to get it? Chiranjit?
Well, yeah, nobody wants to play on turf if they have the option of playing in grass, right? Because it reduces the chance of injuries. You know, East Bengal, the way they are, they will want to avoid any more injuries. They're already injury-ridden. Like, Rahul Beke is injured. Plaza is injured. So, any more injuries and they end up with a broken squad. So, that's why they want to play on grass, want to avoid the turf of Barasat. And it will work out well for them because unlike Mohan Bagan, whose supporters are mostly in North Calcutta and suburbs, East Bengal actually have quite a few fans who are local to that area. You know, Ravindra Sarovar, who live within like 5 kilometers of the stadium. So it should be pretty good for them. They should not suffer any, you know, lack of crowd. And it will probably, help them health-wise as well. Actually, they just to avoid extra injuries, even though they are playing their home games on turf, they do their practice in the Central Park, where it's a grass turf, natural grass, simply because they want to avoid any more injuries. And there is a disconnect that if you are practicing all the time on grass and then you have to go and play your home games on turf. So if you are switching it like that, there is no familiarity for the home game. Then what good is a home game if you're making that kind of a change every time you're playing it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Morgan is making a good decision. I think it was a choice between Rabindra and Kalyani. Kalyani would have been good as well, but the only problem with Kalyani is that it doesn't have floodlights.
Okay.
So they had to go with Rabindra Sarovar. So it's okay, I think.
Yeah, and there's one more news that yesterday Trevor Morgan was asked, right, about Robert not getting sleep.
That's why he was not picked in the squad.
Against Ezan.
Yeah, he did not sleep apparently. Yeah.
was he taking care, was he the caretaker for the team throughout the night?
No idea what was happening. He says he had fever, the team manager said he had a cold. I don't know why he should catch a cold when he's returning to his hometown. I mean, he's
the
from
AC might be not working
stage.
Properly.
Yeah,
could be. But he should know what kind of weather there is in Aizawl. So, it's a bit much, I think. And it looks suspicious because Trevor Morgan, when he was originally asked the question, he said, why did you drop him? He said he didn't get enough sleep. And then he said, why didn't he get enough sleep? And he said, I'm not going to tell you, you find out. So, what's that? If it's just a fever, if it's just a cold, you tell them, right? You don't just deliberately invite controversy by being vague about a player's health. So that makes it sound like, there is, there may have been some much in the team. Maybe, some another, Avinash Ruidas kind of case. We all know what happened in Goa. He went out partying with his friends, Avinash Ruidas, and Trevor Morgan was so pissed off, he wanted to drop him and, just send him back home immediately.
Yeah.
So, Morgan is a disciplinarian. He does not want his players to take a single foot outside the routine that he prescribes. And not sleeping the match day, the night before match day, for whatever reason, it's obviously going to irk him. And, obviously that's why he chose Narayan Das instead of Robert. Even though Robert was from Aizawl, he knew the ground, he knew the conditions. He was playing in front of his home crowd. The home crowd wanted to see him, right? So, despite all that, and he was the better player. I think he's a much better left back than Narayan Das. So, despite all that, he put his foot down and said, "Okay, you can't play." So
yeah, he literally fell. Looks like he literally fell homesick.
Something serious must have happened.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just to touch upon the final point on the stadium issues. Now, where does that leave Mohan Bagan playing the home ground?
According to AFC rules, two clubs can play out of the same stadium.
Okay.
So that happens everywhere. Like there is a ground share in Madrid. Some clubs in England also share a stadium. So it's permitted. So that's why, if Salt Lake Stadium comes back, both East Bengal and Mohan Bagan can show it as their home ground. So it's okay. It's fine. Both teams can share Rabindra Sarovar.
Wow, they don't share anything else. They're even sharing the point now, so they're sharing the ground as well. So much friendship, I must say.
Yeah, well, they share the city. So I don't know if many people know this, but you know, the fans in Kolkata know that, you know, 70, 80 years ago, East Bengal and Mohun Bagan used to play out of the same ground. You know, that was before they became bitter rivals. So after that, they moved to separate grounds, but you know, they are still in the same area. It's a 2-minute walk from one ground to another. And they have always played out of Salt Lake Stadium as well. So they have shared grounds. That's not a big deal. Obviously, they're not going to share the same values or identity. And, you know, they're not going to share the trophy with each other as well. So let's see.
Well, we'll leave that to the end of the season and talk about it then. Now, as we said, we have an action-packed weekend coming up. We will talk about it tomorrow. Chiranjit will be joined with FNI to talk about the East Bengal-Bengaluru match. So that's all for today. So you know what to look forward to tomorrow. Now, if you're listening to our show on YouTube, hit the like, share, subscribe to our channel, hit the bell icon so you get updates of our new episode. You can also listen to our podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audioboom and all other podcasting apps. Have a great day. Cheers.
Hey man, just help me out, man. I need some podcast, man. I haven't had a fix in a week. Just need some.
Don't you worry about it. I got podcasts galore for you, man. Just go to ivmpodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thanks, man. I'm gonna check it out.